Alright, let's discuss the famous Shitas Rambam. Matter of fact, this is the Rambam in Tokfa Kayin. You know the Rambam? The difficult Rambam. Everybody discusses it, and even people know already who discussed the answer. There was actually, last night, this one of the gala dinner, and then one of the people tell him, you know, I'm learning Tokfa Kayin. He said, oh, do you do the Rambam already? And this person is, you know, is working in diamonds. I said, how do you remember this? From Yeshiva. The Rambam and the Rajba. So that's where we're going to discuss it. We're going to discuss it. And see how it fits with the sugya. Okay, so basically, let's just get in a nutshell the Gemara very quickly. We learned this Gemara a few times today, but just go through the Gemara very quickly again. Omli Rav Hamnuna, the Rav Hamnuna says, Masnitzni, Sofik b'chayres, Echad b'chal adam, Echad b'chal ben, Ben toim, Ben tmeim, Hamesu b'chal lo v'raya, which means, if you have a Sofik b'char, you don't know if it's a real b'char, it's not a b'char, so Allah is, Hamesh b'chaveh ala v'raya. That means that whoever it belongs to, the other one is a mitzi. V'tani Allah, nevertheless we say, Asurim b'gizu b'avoido, that nevertheless it's Kaddish, the Bechor, you cannot shear it wool. V'achadam al-tok v'kayin e'metzin esim yadoi, and here after all we say, Hamayit mechala v'raya means, like Rashi says, that right now it's by the Jew, but if the Kayin grabs the Sofik Bechor, ein metzin esim yadoi, we don't take it back from the Kayin, the Kayin hamayit mechala v'raya, v'chila tok v'asurim b'gizu b'avoido, nevertheless even if he doesn't grab it, the halacha is, it's still forbidden, but obviously we see that even without grabbing something, you have a right to it, and hence it's Kaddish. So Yimara says, Omle Rabbe, Kaddish B'chor Kamo, it's, Kaddish B'chor Kamo, you're talking about Kaddish B'chor? No! Lo'elam Eim Halach, even if I tell you, Tok V'Kayin Maitzin Aysem Yadoi, even if I tell you if something is a Suffolk B'chor, and the Suffolk is by this person who has a herd, and he has a B'chor, a Suffolk, and the animal is not sure if it's a B'chor or not, so the suffix is right away, immediately, that as soon as the animal is born, it's a suffix. And even if you say that the Kayin grabs it, might see an isim yada, we take it back from the Kayin. And it belongs to the Jew. Nevertheless, because Bukhar is different, because the Kedusha is Baba Me'elel, it's automatic, and therefore it's not a raya to the Shaila of the Merchas, the bathhouse, the Gemara before. Okay. So, if you'd stop the Gemara there, how will you learn? How do we paskin? Tuk v'kayin maitzin aysim yadoi, or tuk v'kayin ein maitzin aysim yadoi? Based on the klole hashas, if you stop the gemara over here, how would you paskin, Yossi? Tuk v'kayin? Why ain't? Right. Lo'ilom ein malach, tuk v'kayin maitzin aysim yadoi. Really, I tell you, the klole, you can take it back from him, which means that once something is a suffix, and we leave it by the first person, because misafek, we don't take it away from him. Then if somebody grabs it, a tfisa, la'acha shenoyla da safek, grabbing something after the safek is created, maitzina isim yadai. And obviously, anyway, also begins of avoida, kizgur shabo meile shiny. That's where it seems to be the Gemara. Not only that, omle Rav Chananya l'rabba, Rav Chananya brings a raya to Rabba, tells Rabba, tanya de mesayei alach. I have a brisa that says like you, says Rashi, Tanya the Mesele Aloch, the Gabi Sofik Bechereis, Im Tokfa Koyin, Maitzin Ami Yadoi. I have a brisa that proves that Tokfa Koyin, if something is a real Sofik and the Koyin grabs it, Maitzin Aysim Yadoi, we take it back from him. Why? Hasfekas Nichdosin Lidilis Asel, which means, if you have something which is, look in Rashi, Lekaman Mefarish, Bisofik Pidyoin Petech Hamoyer, the Mafresh Alof Tle Lafkoi Lisuro, Bulatzmoy, which means, you have a pidyon, you have a petach hamor. Petach hamor, you have to be poided. But it's a suffek pidyon petach hamor. So you mafrish a seh, mi suffek. But nevertheless, even if you mafrish the seh, mi suffek, instead of the petach hamor, it's a pidyon petach hamor, but since it's a suffek, if you have to give it to the kohen or not, so you can keep it for yourself. That's halacha. You mafrish the seh, as in lieu of this petach hamor, but after you mafresh it, you're in a mukzik, you can keep it for yourself. But even if you keep it for yourself, number one, you keep it for yourself, but not only that, hasfekos nichnasin ledil lehis asel, then you can put them in with your other animals, and they can be part of your miser. In other words, if that comes out to the tenth one, you can give that instead as miser, and you potter all your other animals with this suffek pigeon, petach hamor, which might belong to the kohen, but you'll have to keep for yourself, because I'm mitzvah chalav araya. That's what the Gemara says. Tanya nevaseh aloch, hasfekos nechlasin nedilas asel. that these Safek pigeon Petach Hamor, they go into the herds. Lis aser to take miser of it, v'isak adaitach. Tak v'koin ein matin ha'shem yodoi. If you tell me if the koin would have grabbed it, then the tfisa helps. So that means that even without him grabbing it, he has rights to it. Amaynich dosin l'dil. So why then could you use them into your herds and use them as miser? Nimtza ze poitim amoynoi v'mamoynoi shal koin. So clearly from the fact that you can use it as miser, even though it's a suffix, clearly it might be a suffix, but at the end of the day, right now you're the muksik, and therefore you're allowed to keep it and you're allowed to use it for your miser. And therefore if the kayin would grab it away from you, tuk for kayin, maitzi and isim yodai, another raya that tuk for kayin, maitzi and isim yodai.
Is that considered kedusha bo me'eleo?
What?
In the case of when you're exchanging the petach hamor for the set.
So what? What's the difference?
The Gemara,
no, the Gemara just shows it Kedusha Bo Me'eleo to tell me that
he can't usher a Giza,
that it's no matter what, it's also a Giza Vavoida. But hey, we're not talking about whether.
No, so maybe the reason why you could use it for your Meiser is because of that reason. It's not Kedusha Bo Me'eleo, and you don't.
So therefore, what?
Therefore, you could use it to Pati or the Chiyuva.
Okay. But at the end of the day, it's still, Kedusha Bo Me'eleo has to do with Hilchos Kedusha. That has nothing to do with the fact, whether you can use it for yourself or not, depends on the simple question. Whether the crane grabs it, it belongs to him or it doesn't belong to him. If Tvisa Lachshanel or Safek helps or not. That is the basic question. So from the fact that the Gemara says that, you can use it for your Meiser, it must be that Tuk for Kayin. Gemara says it. It must be Tuk for Kayin, but see, and Isim Yadu, which means it does not belong to the Kayin. So Gemara says, what's a sex faker?
The socket you pose it is when they grab it, because you don't know the din, right? Because that's the socket, and then you put it into the dira.
So you're saying it's a...
And then you don't know which animal it is, and
so the Gemara doesn't quite say that, but the Gemara wants to be doicha this kasha the following. Amalei Abaya, imishu moha loite seye lemao. That's not really a raya. Why? Hachamai skinon going to less lelotisha vuhu. The monoshach. Ibach yubu shapikomaisi. Labach yubu tish labesuvininu. In other words, the case we're talking about that you can use it as miser is talking about where you have only 9 animals and this animal is a 10th one. So monoshach, you can use it as miser. Why? Because if this is potter for miser, then no harm done. The other 9 are not mechuyev. And if this animal is chayv meiser, means it belongs to you, not to the kohen, then you can use it as meiser. So even if you hold tuk for kohen, ain meitzi nashim yadai, you can still use it as your meiser, because the meiser we're talking about is when there's exactly 10, and therefore there's no harm done. Quickly, the Gemara says, hadam abayis is abayah, lav milsi damri. It's not correct what I'm saying. The sveik lav basuri, because if it's a suffake, then you cannot use it as ma'aser as well. Which is another Gemara that says if you have your animals went out of the corral one by one and you counted them, you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, right? And then these 9 have been counted, and then one of them been counted jumps back into the corral. You don't know which one. So the Gemara says the halach is that all of them are potter. The ones that were counted already are potter. It's called minyan haroi, which means they were already started to be counted as miser and their potter, and the ones on the inside are potter also, because asiri vaday omrachmona v'loy asiri safek, which means that once something is a safek, it can never be used as miser, irregardless if it's a mamanoshech, not mamanoshech. You cannot use something as miser if it's only a safek. So clearly the raya holds true from the fact that you can use it. Hasfakas nichnasin ledir les aser. That means your animals can be used as a suffake, can be used for miser, and that's the halacha. Nobody argues with that. So if hasfakas nichnasin ledir les aser, so clearly, it's not a suffake. Tuk for kayin, maitzin oisim yodai. That's what this Gemara comes out saying over here. So at the end of the day, all the Rishonim paskin, based on this Gemara, since we paskin, I don't know why I didn't put it on the sheet, but it's number gimel over here, on the Gemara, which is in Bukhairis, but it's a halacha as well, we pass it like that. That means that since we hold that at the end of the day, based on this Gemara, tuk for koyein, what should we pass in halacha lemaisa? Tuk for koyein, maitzi and oisim yadai. A tvisa grabbing something after a suffix is not going to help. Not only that, but the Gemara proves it from the fact that Sveikas Nichnasin the deal is Aser, which means that something which is a Safek Bukhar, not Safek Bukhar, at the end of the day, or not Safek Bukhar, Pidyon Petach Amar, Safek Pidyon Petach Amar, you can use that for yourself as a sheep for your Meiser. Clearly the Kohen has no right to it, so clearly we paskin, Tuk for Kohen, Maitzinasim Yadai. The Rambam, however, the only lone one that argues, the Rambam says, clearly I don't know why I didn't put the other Rambam of speaking the Nichnasin Adia, but it's the same Rambam. The Rambam says over here in Becheres Paragimol, Halacha Vav, Rochel sheyolda kamin eis, oyeis sheyolda kamin Rochel, which is a funny type of, it gives birth not to its regular kind. Potter min ha-bukhayrosh, and emar, ach b'chashar, at shehu shar b'chayrosh. It has to be a shar, both the ach b'chashar, both the mother and child have to be the same type. Fine. Fine. Afilu pora shoulder kimin chamor, vish mixa simone pora, hareze bechor lakoin, holo min chamor, yesh bedin bechor. Again, he talks about crossbreeding, so he says, as long as it's similar, that's considered vadai bechor. Avalim yolde min susoy gomol, but if it gave birth to a horse, type of a horse or a type of camel. I know why that's a Safik Bukhar. I should really see the reason is Mkhiris. Why Seth? Why is it why over here doesn't help? Because maybe it's a Chaya, that's the reason why? Because they're not Chayvin Bukhar. That's the reason why. That's it. Because this is Mkhar, this is not Chayvin Bukhar. Avim Yoldim in Susa Gomol, Api Shesh Bamitsa Simone Pora, Hareyu Safik Bukhar. Lefikach yechal abaylim, the boner can have it. Vim tavsa koyim, ein mitzim miyadoi. So the Rambam clearly paskins that by suffik bechor, tavsa koyim, ein mitzim miyadoi. If you look in number two as well, the second Rambam, kol bechor shu suffik, every bechor which is a suffik, dina shirat sheyipol bamum viyechal abaylof. Halach is it belongs to the owner. You cannot do asurim begins of avoyde. You have to let it graze until a mum happens it. Vim tavsa koyim. Same thing. If the Kohen grabs it, he's allowed to keep it. So they're all asking the Rambam, how could the Rambam say Paskin? Tuck for Kohen. Ein Maitzin Oisim Yodai. If the Gemara itself leans towards Tuck for Kohen, Maitzin Oisim Yodai. And not only that, we Paskin, I forgot to show you the Rambam, that Sveikos Nichnasen the deal is Aser. Which means, if you have these Safek Petach Amor, then they go into the corral, you can use them as your own Meiser. And the Gemara says, if you hold Tuck for Kohen, Maitzina Shem Yodai, Ein Maitzina Shem Yodai, then it belongs to the Kohen to some degree. So how can you use it for your own Meiser? So how can the Rambam go against the Gemara and go against his own Psak that even Sveik is Nichnas and the deal is Aser and it belongs to you completely? Nevertheless, the Rambam holds Tuck for Kohen, Ein Maitzina Shem Yodai. That's the question they all ask in the Rambam. Look in the Kest of Mishnah on the side, the arrow by number one. Let's read it slowly because it didn't come out so clear. Again, when I came back from my flight, my Bialan was not working as well. That's what happens. He disappeared for 3 days. You don't know what's going on in your house and everything goes kaput. Umashikosav, Vimtok for coins, I had to do by hand. Vimtok for coin, emitsi mesumi odai, taimoi. His reason is, midabrinim fair common messiah. We were reading in the first parak of Gumbar Messiah, right, the Rambam goes like the first side in the Gemara, the Tukva Koyin, Eimitzin Esim Yadai. Ask the Kesem Mishma, Avol Kasha, but it's Shmer. You're following Yossi, you're not even with it. On the bottom, the Kesem Mishma. Avol Kasha, you have Avol Kasha? The second underlined piece. Avol Kasha. The Abosar Hochi Amrinon, afterwards we say, Amalei Rabba, loy lo meimeloch, tuk for koyin, moitin oisim yodoi. Vafiloch hasuim begiz vavoida. Amalei chanina le rabba, tanya de misayeloch. We brought a raya from Sveikis Nichnas and Adir to the halacha that tuk for koyin, moitin oisim yodoi. That's the whole Gemara. That we bring a raya that really I tell you tuk for koyin, moitin oisim yodoi, and it's still forbidden because Gusha ba mei leo shiny. And I'll bring a raya because Sveikis Nichnas and Adir. Vashta, Loma doche Rabbeinu, divrei Rabba v'Rab Chananya, u'breise, u'posek Rabba Nuna. Why does Rambam push away all the second side of the Gemara, the tiny de Mesayeloch, the rayas that we said, and he passed like the first man omar. That's his kasha. V'yesh leimar, and he answers, the hod omar rabba loylem em lochtok v'koy machinas miyodoy, v'filochot se b'gizu avoyda, seve rabbeinu d'chiyu ba'almuhu. The Rambam holds that the first teretz of the Gemara, tok v'koy machinas miyodoy, is a real raya. When the Gemara says, loylem em loch wila, I'll tell you, tok v'koy machinas miyodoy, and it's anyway forbidden, because kedush haba me'leo, that's only a d'chiyu ba'almuhu. He's just pushing him off. And then he said like this, v'sayato d'rav chananyo, Lav sayatu kulei hai. I, the raya, that's fake is dechnas and adir, how could you use this suffek pidyon petech amor as your own miser? After all, if you all talk about ein matzin esim yodai, the Gemara says, nimtze ze poiter memoinai be memoinai shal kayen. It belongs to the kayen to some degree, and then how are you using it for your own miser? That's a good raya. So you clearly see talk about ein matzin esim yodai. How could Ram say talk about ein matzin esim yodai? Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Chivin de Bishus Yisraelu, since now it belongs to the Jew, right now the coin did not grab it yet, right now we say Amitzchol Avraya belongs to the Jew, even though the coin would grab it, then we're not going to take it back from him, so he could grab it. It still didn't leave yet the concept of being the Jew's property until then, v'shapi yochol, liftoir, atzmoi boy, and he can himself use it to potter his own thing. So the Kesef Mishnah says, even though the Gemara depends one on the other, but the Rav Amnuna obviously held, the first Manoma held, that even though Hasveik is the Nasan Ladir, Les Aser, you can use it for Meiser, he holds, Tuk V'Koyin, Machinos, Yimiyod, Ein Machinos, Yimiyod, how does it work together? Yeah, because till the Koyin grabs it, then it belongs to me, so I can use it for my mice. So right now we think it's mine, so that's good enough. And therefore, based on that, the Rambam held, like Rav Amnuna, Tukkukoyin Ein Matzin Nosim Yodoy. I speak as if nothing to deal. Okay, till the Koyin grabs it, it's still mine, so therefore it's considered my animal, and therefore I can use it for mice. That's the way the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam.
It's very difficult.
I know it's very difficult, because the Gemara says not like that. And why would the Rambam go again? And not only the Gemara is not like that.
Even the Svara, if it's yours, so it's in your shirt, as long as it's in your shirt, it's yours.
That means
you give the coin the right to grab it.
I know.
So why wouldn't we take it away from him if he did?
No, but if you hold the coin, obviously it's not really yours, it's only a suffix. So what does he mean?
Right, it's an Amotin Miyodo, exactly.
Correct, right, that's a problem. But that's where he learns the Rambam. Okay, nice draft, that's where he learns the Rambam. Comes along the Rashba, and the Rashba asks the same question on the Rambam, and he says, how could the Rambam hold Tukver coin? What do you mean? Sveik is the in the deal. Look at number three. V'afgav the Rav Chanina v'ade ochesvira le'tok v'koyim etzin v'yodoy afilochi kaimelok Rav Amnuna. The Ram holds like the first man domar. The tok v'koyim ein etzin v'yodoy. Chada the masisim macho kavos in kelamoron. Okay. The mission is like us. That's not relevant. That's the question of Igdisho. Not relevant. V'choyid, another reason. Why does the Ram and Paskin tok v'koyim ein etzin v'yodoy? Says the Rashba, wait a second, it's a machlekes between Amoraim. Rav Amnuna says, Tak v'koyin, ein matzin hashem yodai. Rav Chanina says, Tak v'koyin, matzin hashem yodai. Well, it's a suffix between Amoraim. Hamachim chever, alav araya. We'll leave it by the koyin. That's what he says. Void, the cholhecha, the pliga, tre Amoraim, whenever two Amoraim are arguing, v'la ifsikil, the kavachad minayim, we don't know who the pasuk like. So why is the Rambam hold Tuk V'Koyin Ein Matzin Hashem Yodai? Because there's a machlekes between Rav Amnuna and Rav Chanina whether Matzion Ein Matzion. So the Rambam says, okay, we don't know what to do. We'll leave it by the Koyin. V'af agav by the arrow, the mistayer Rav Chanina mibreiser hasveikes nichnas on a deer. What do you mean? But if you hold Tuk V'Koyin Ein Matzin Hashem Yodai, then misvara, that means it belongs to the Koyin to some degree. So then, how does he use it? Sveik is nas on the deer. That's a brisa. Nobody argues with that. Says the Rambam. Says the Rashba. Amlecha Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna is coming to answer. The lay dumb. It's not the same. The shiny bechor, the kedusha abo me'elel here. Bechor is different. Maybe that's what you meant to say. Bechor is different because the kedusha comes automatic. The afagav tzoch lagdisha lemitzvah become kim milav akdash kodesh. It's automatically kodesh. The hilkoch. Ha sofik bechor, sofik gomur. So therefore, by the bechor, it's a real sofik. V'lo yischazik be Yisrael, yoyse mikayin, v'lo yikayin, yoyse misal. Says the Rashba, where does the Rambam say, tuk for kayin, ain maitzin aisha biyadai? Only by Bechor. Bechor, the Kedush is abo me'eleo, don't know what it has to do with anything, and therefore, at the end of the day, it's a real suffix. Nobody is more muchzik than the other one. Not the Jew, and not the kayin. It's a suffix Bechor. Immediately at birth, it's a suffix. Does it belong to the kayin? Does it belong to the Yisrael? Nobody is muchzik. Aval hasveikis, but by the sveikis nichnasin ledir, which is suffik pigim betach amor, Yisrael is chazik bu legamre. The Jew is a muchzik. The begufa shall petach amor mamish, lekin zochbe. We're not talking about the actual petach amor. The loipog lein and misozil, because that goes, doesn't go to the coin either. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the
replacement.
What's the replacement? The tler, the sheep. The sheep, who did it belong to originally? The Yisrael. He's a real muchzik. Now there's a shayla, is the pigeon chal, is the pigeon not chal? So since he's the muchzik, tak v'kayin, maitzin sveikis, if not in the deer. That's very simple. So therefore, v'ayit kol apog le'ava le'abayim v'nichla setach, to besofik, v'sev v'adai, ho'is chazek v'yad v'aylim, v'sofik pigeon chamor, v'sofik ain't a pigeon. Hilkach dinu, dafilet apkayin, maitzin osim yadai. Comes a Rashman and says that Kesem Mishnah learns, again, the Kesem Mishnah learns that the Rambam really holds Tuk V'Koyein Ein Motzin Oisim Yodai. I, by Suffolk Pidgin Petach Hamor, why do we say you can use it as your Meiser? Yeah, because until he grabs it, in the meantime it's yours, so it's good enough, you can use it as Meiser. The Rashman says no. Where does the Rambam say Tuk V'Koyein Ein Motzin Oisim Yodai? Only by Bechor. By Bechor there's no Muchzik. It's a real Suffolk. Belongs to the guy, belongs to the Yisrael, belongs to the guy, the same thing. Masha'en came by Peter Petach Amor. What are we talking about? The Seh. The Seh, it's a suffix if the pigeon is chal or not. Well, who is the muchzik on that Seh before the pigeon happened? The Jew. It was a regular sheep. So therefore, he's a muchzik. Such a case, even a Rambam would agree, Tak v'kayin, maitzin asim yadai. Very, very simple. The difficult Rambam says, Rashba, very simple. Depends if it's a bechor or it's a if it's pigeon petach amor, there is a muchzik. If it's a bechor, there is no muchzik. That's where he learns that. Says the Haggah on Sefer Tak V'Koyin. What's the nafka mina between the Kesem Mishnah and between the Rashba? The nafka mina would be, would the Rambam say Tak V'Koyin ain Maitzinay Shem Yodai even by a case of suffik pigeon petach amor? Right, that's enough gemina. Even on the first shot, the Rambam would always say "Tak v'kayin mitzim yadai." The second shot, the Rambam only says "Tak v'kayin mitzim yadai" only by what name? By a bechor where there is no muchzik. Where there is a muchzik, then we do say mitzim. That's number four. Nafkemin lin yadin the suffik bet chamar. Itak v'kayin letir tzeras b'vagoyin b'Rambam mitzim yadakayin u'lebeisay shel tirutzi b'Rambam ein mitzim yadakayin. Okay. Right? Hakon Ram didn't bring it by Suffolk Petach Amor, then we'd see in a separate question. Okay. Now, why is this so relevant? What's the difference really between Petach Amor and Bechor? I want to make a whole shiur about Petach Amor and Bechor. I mean, please, what's the relevance? The relevance is very important. The thing the Rambam is telling us that Tfisa La'acha Shenoyla Da Suffolk, the Rambam holds, helps. Right?
Well, so, only if there was no.
Oh. Also. What? Tfis lachshon the suffix helps, the Rambam holds. Says the Rashba, it only helps keneged a muchzik, but not keneged a merikama. That's what he's saying. Which means, tfis, according to Rambam, helps if there's a muchzik. Meaning, right now it's by the Jew. No, right now it's by the Jew. Right?
By the Bechor.
By the
Bechor. But we don't know.
Let's start with it. Wait, slow down. What's the difference between, what's a Rashba saying? Okay. What's the difference between a Bechor and a Suffolk Petach Amor?
Because the Bechor, the second it's born, it never has a Muchzik. Even the time it's born, because we don't know who it belongs to. So it never had a Muchzik. It never had a status.
But it does have a Muchzik. Right now it belongs to the Jew.
It's in his Rashus, but it may not be Shalom. I mean, if it's a Bechor, it's in his Rashus, but it doesn't belong to him.
So
if it's not a Bechor.
So you're telling me that the Rambam is differentiating between two types of muchzakas. There's a muchzik which is a muchzik, it's in his rishus, but it's not that he owned it originally. Right now, we don't. It's a muchzik. Right now, he's a muchzik in it. That's what we call in halacha a regular muchzik, right? But it doesn't show any bialis. It doesn't prove any ownership. There, the Rambam holds, if you're grabbing away from such a muchzik, it's a suffix, we don't have it belongs to him. We leave it by him. Now you grabbed it. We don't take it away from you. Tak v'kayin, emet sinas miyadei. But to grab it away from somebody who originally for sure belonged to him, even though it's only a murakama, doesn't mean that now it belongs to him, now it's a suffix. But before the suffix, before he even made the pidyon by the Petach Amar, he was a real muchzik because it belonged to him, then even a Rambam holds, a tefisa is not going to help. Tefisa only helps connect a muchzik min hasafik. But any muchzik which shows any type of ownership, any type of bialis, tefisa does not help. You want to see?
But why wouldn't Bakar fall into that category? I understand why Tefisa is not allowed. He owns a muchzik. He doesn't fly to Mary Kama because of Tefisa. But as being an owner, as it being his Bakar, he has certain rights to it. Whether it be the mitzvah, or whatever will be doing.
I know, but his rights. So if you want to see over here the way Reb Nachum explains it, and I think that's clear, it's pasha like this. Yesh levar b'zeh, number 9. Turn to the other end of the thing. Yesh levar b'zeh, we can explain it. The Raj b'svirele, the Raj holds, the man dome ein metzin miyodoi, the Rambam holds, ein metzin miyodoi svirele, the schusoi shal muchze korishoin, I like the way he puts it. I won't put it at the end because I wanted to use it for alumnus, but we can say in the beginning also. The schusoi shal muchze korishoin, he mubeles lizman shamom in tachas yodai. She efshel loitzia miyodai. Look what he's saying. He's saying the muchzik of the first person by the Bukhar, he is a muchzik, Yossi. Like you're saying, he's a muchzik. Belongs to him now. It's an izrashus. But it's mubeles lizman. It's limited for as long as you have it. Right? That's his muchzik. His muchzik is only as far as he has it. It's limited. Ulachin, therefore, kishetofso acher, if the other grabs it, ve'ein amom in tachas yad rishoyim, but las chuse shel rishoyim, v'leim mafkinim ha'tayfus. Ma she'ein kein, l'fizeh shapi yesh lovin, we can understand, the kol zeh urak b'muchzik greda. That's by resonant b'muchzik, where it's limited by the fact that you are holding on to it. The kol z'chusoy, hu mishum sh'amom in tachas yadoy. Aval begavne, the islei cheskas moire kama, in the case of the Petach Amor, where he, besides the muchzik, he's also a merikama, ein muchzikosoi machmas shamama in tachas yodai. The muchzik is not because he's holding on to it now, and therefore it's not limited by his holding on to it. Vein hagbala bischusoi. The muchzik is because it was mine originally. Before the whole shaila happened, I was a merikama. It was mine, wherever in Rishus it was. Because it was mine no matter what. It was my sad, no question about it. So therefore, it's not limited by the fact I'm holding on to it. So that's a very important thing that the Rashi is saying, that tfisa, la'achash, and milda, something helps in the Rambam, only helps by on the muhsik, does not help on a marakama, which shows bailis. Again, a marakama shows bailis, a muhsik just shows bailis, but it's mukbal on as long as it's on your hand. That is the way they learn pasuk shot in the Rashi. Any problems with his Rashba? Yisrael. Any kasha? Simple, right? Makes sense. Okay, wait, we're going to go a step further. Comes along the Shmaitzer, and he says, wait a second. Asks the Shmaitzer that, okay, why is the Bechor, you're not a Merakama on the Bechor? Why not a Merakama? You're only a Mukhzik. Right. Why not a Merakama?
Because if it's a Sabbath. If it's a Bechor, then you're not
because you're not a Merkam. Because as soon as it was born,
it belongs to the
Kohen. It's a Suffolk. So there's no Merakama. It's just a Muchzik. Yes, and you're a Shush right now. Muchzik, Mukbal Isman. Okay, the Rambam holds up to Kohen. But at the end of the day, there's no Merakama. Comes along the Shmaya and says, wait a second. Don't we say the same way we say that by the Suffolk pigeon Petach Amor, the sheep, before you were Poyde, the Petach Amor with the sheep. We said the sheep belonged to you, so before the Tzofik happened, the sheep was yours, and that's enough to make you into a Marakama. That now there's a Tzofik on the sheep. We say, you're right, there's a Tzofik on the sheep, but you're a Marakama, because before you may created the Tzofik. It was yours, and that's enough that Takvakai ain't Maitzino to Miyodai. In such a case, the Rambam agrees. Following me? Comes along the Shemites, and he says, the same is by Bechor. While it's an embryo in the mother's womb, It belongs to you. Before the suffix even happened, what?
In what way does it belong to you?
Uber yechi moi. It belongs to you. So you're muhzik, you're marakama on this embryo. Go, whoa, slow down. That's the Shmaita's question. Read. Wait, slow down. Uba afagav 5a. Uba afagav the gam bibchar. Is be cheskas marakama. Vuhu mishum. De bemeye imoi. Toilin. A bemeye imoi chulin. Shein abachar kadosh at shiets lavi roilom. Mikomokoim. Lav cheskas bailim mamish chashiv, kemoi bepinyin petach amor, de bemei imoi hava lei dova shaloi b'loilom. Kvash kodz b'choi shemishas im reish des, vim kein, lei hava de bailim el agav imoi. Meaning you cannot call that even though both of them are before the suffix, by the pinyin petach amor, it's a marakama before the suffix was created, but that's enough to give me a marakama insofar that a Rambam would agree that tukva koin, moitino isim yad in such a case. But over here, before the suffix is created, is Dovah Shalom Alaylam. And Dovah Shalom Alaylam, there's no Muchzakas at all. And that's how he gets rid of the question of the Muchzakas, the Marakama that you have, B'meyeh Imoy.
But you could sell it for a different price than you.
Okay, but he says that's not called enough of a Marakama on the actual animal in order to prevent the Kohen from being Maitzi Miyadoi in the Rambam Shita. Comes along this title and he says, what do you mean? How could a Shmaita say this? There's a Gemara Mufuresh that says not like that. I'm surprised you didn't ask me from the Gemara. The Gemara, you just learned the Gemara. In Bava Metzia Daf Kuf, the famous Gemara, Hamachlif Pora Bachamor. Remember that Gemara?
Okay.
Let's go through that Gemara again. Hamachlif Pora Bachamor, says the Mishnah, Kuf Amud Aleph. Hamachlif Pora Bachamor. You switched a Pora with a donkey, which means, you have the donkey, I have the Pora. We're making a Chalipin, Violdo. And it gave birth. Who gave birth? David, who gave birth? The parah, not the chamor, right. And not the parent, not the owner. V'cheina mechishav Violdo. Now, Zerime, Achlei Machalti, the what's name? The Lekech says, no, the, who says this? Zerime, Achlei Machalti. Who says Achlei Machalti? No, so why does he keep it?
Well, this is argument. Actually, the Machardi.
It's the opposite.
If he was pregnant before he gave birth, before he sold it?
1 second. Oh. Here we go. When you do him yoldo lo yoldo, it's afterwards. In other words, the seller wants it to be, you know, the buyer wants it to be that it gave birth afterwards. So therefore, I acquired it pregnant. I made a chalipin pregnant, and therefore the uber belongs to me. Right? And the seller wants to say, no. It gave birth beforehand, and when you made a chalipin, you only made it on the parah, not on the animal, and therefore it belongs to him. So it's a machlekes. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says yachleku. The Mishnah says yachleku. Says the Gemara, ma yachleku, v'lech ze b'shuz deman kaimo, v'levi idach ha-meitz mechavei lo v'rayo. See who and whose reshus it is, and the other person should be meitz mechavei lo v'rayo, amavchi barabin, amashmul, b'imedes ba'agam. So the first question the Gemara was, let's look at who is the muchzik right now, right? On the parah, where is it, who is the parah? Is it in whose reshus? In the first guy's reshus, second guy's reshus. Gemara says ba'agam, says in nobody's reshus. Next question the Gemara, Yisrael, read the Gemara's question. No, Shifchanami, the Kaima Besimto. Vinukme Becheskes, the Moirikama, Vilavi, the Chamoida, Mechavela Varaya. What do you mean, Marakama? Who is the Marakama? Marakama on the Vlad? There's no Marakama on the Vlad. So what does it mean? So clearly we see that there's a Marakama on the Vlad. The fact that the Uber Yerchimoi, but the fact that I owned the para beforehand, that gives me a marakama on the blood as well. As a stipler, if it gives me a marakama on the blood, so why does the Rabban Paskin tuck the koyim? Ain't my tzin aishim yaday. Oh, the wise Rashba say only by para, by bechor, and not by pen and piki b'chamor, because there's a marakama. And here there's no marakama. Here there's also marakama on the blood. There's a marakama. Just like the Gemara says, there's a vlad, there's a marakama. So why is the Rambam saying the Rambam held that from a marakama? We don't say tfisa. Tfisa only held from a muhsik, which is a limited bilus. But a marakama, which is real bilus. Muhsik does not help. So if that's the case, so why, and therefore in such a case, takukoin ematina shemiyadoi, as a stipler, what do you mean? On a vlad we also have a marakama, because the Gemara says in the machlit poi v'chamar that we can pass who the blood belongs to, based on the fact, the marakama.
It's not talking about bukhar, then.
Huh? What's not talking about bukhar?
This animal. We're talking about in the Yerach, it's not bukhar.
What do you mean? We're talking about this animal. No, but we're talking about Sofik bukhar, correct?
Yeah, but this was not, this won't, maybe this case is not a Sofik bukhar.
Which case?
The case in Bavitsi.
I'm not talking about the case in Bavitsi, I'm not talking about that. But from Bavitsi, you see that you can be a mukhzik on the blood. So the disciple says, if that's the case, if I'm mukhzik on the blood, so then I can be Murakam on the Vlad. So if that's the case, if you tell me the Rambam does not say that Tfisa helps by Murakam, that's a real bilus, so we are also your Murakam on the Vlad. So why is the Rambam saying by Bechar, the Svar of the Rashba, that doesn't hold true then? That's the question of the disciple. Seth, you hear the question? Good question? What's the answer? Think of it. Let's look 7 and 7a. I'll tell you soon what he says. Ulukhayra Tumur, Masha Kasavnu, the Besovik Bukhar, Lois Khazik Bailin Bavlad, the Lois Khazik Bailin Bavlad, the Besovik Bukhar, there is no more Kama on the Vlad, Misugid Lakamon Dafku, but in the Machabar Kamar, the Aldo, Zemash Namchal, the Aldo Yachleku, Vakshim next to the Mankaim, Mezvagam, Nugma Hesmur Kama, or Kumuvon, Elakusha Zagmaru, the Nugma Havlad, Acheskas Bailin Roshainim, Vilay Mashalay Nimkal, Levisha Noilad. Kaidem lochein umavur the mashav lad biyaisu uba hayeshaloi mechshu vecheskas moir kamish is goy misav kachshu noilad. The fact that it was yours before we gave birth means your moir kame v'imkein ochinami b'sofik b'char ha'ikar gamkein cheskas moir kame lebailin the boy the uba vada hayeshal bailin the rechem umakdish the kadoshlei umayishnam b'sofik pidyon petachamor the bailim zochin machmas cheskas moir kame just like by sofik pidyon petachamor. The Markamev says that such a case you cannot grab it, because the owner is the Markamev on the tle beforehand. So too by the Vlad, the owner is the Markamev on the Vlad beforehand. So therefore, by Machle Bar B'chamar, we see clearly that I'm the owner on the Vlad beforehand. That makes me Markamev, so much so that Mark holds Markamev in order to paskin who you belong to. So if I'm a Marakama, why does the Rambam say, even in the Suffolk Bukhar, that Tfisa helps? After all, you're a Marakama. What's the Teretz? Give me a Lamdish
Teretz. Well, the case of Suffolk Bukhar, what is the case? It means that we're not sure if the mother had another
let's say
beforehand.
Correct.
Right. So even from the time of conception, we don't know who this animal belongs to. It never had a Marakama because...
What do you mean? It doesn't become Kaddish until it's born. Right now it's mine.
Right, but at the time this animal is in utero already, we don't know what the status of this is.
But there's no Bukhar over here. There's no Loch of Bukhar over here until clearly the animal is born.
No, but it's destined. I mean, that's...
What's the destined mean? What's the destined mean? What does that mean, destined? It's destined to be a Shaila. Correct. Right. So what? So what does that mean?
But it never got off the ground.
Once it's born, it's a different case.
The what? Just the opposite. Once it's born, it's a different status. That means till then, it's a marakama. So it belongs to me. What is your svar of destined? It's destined to be a suffix. So therefore, what?
Meaning, in the case of the sale, of the makhlo paro chamor, it definitely belonged to somebody at some point. Here, it never definitely belonged to anybody.
What do you mean? It did, but definitely belonged to me. I'm a chesed marakama. Belongs to me, told the Bukhar. You're touching upon it, but you're not explaining it clearly. I'll tell you what the stipler says, and it's so correct. I love this svar so much, I want to share with everyone. Says the stipler, then let's understand. What's the difference between, back to this original svar, what's in the Rashba, the difference between a muhzik, that I'm holding now and a Marakama. What's the difference? Why does Rambam say in this Tvisa helps? Takvakoyin Ein Mitzvah Yadai on a Muchzik? On a Marakama we say no. Then Rambam agrees Safik Pidya Betach Amar Tavzakoyin Mitzvah Yadai. What's the difference in Lambas? Says the Saif, I'll tell you the difference. The difference is because the first one does not show bilis. Meaning, the whole reason it can answer the suffix, because if it was yours originally, there's a concept of chazakah, that bilis is mitmashech, that bilis continues till afterwards as well. The fact that you only have it because it's in your reshus, it doesn't show that it continues only when it's in your reshus. Once it's out of your reshus, it doesn't continue. Marakama, true, it's before the suffix happens. But you had a bilis that potentially shows that it's yours. Correct? Says the Stipler, that's every time, every Marakama, the bilis that you have originally is really forever until there's a change. But the bilis that you had, the Marakama bilis, it shows that it was yours in the beginning, and there's a reason to believe it's yours all along, unless we hear a suffix. But you first need the chazakah to show that it's yours all along, and then we come up with a question, wait a second, there's a suffix over here, what do we do? Oh no, but we have the original bilis that shows that it was yours then, and it can continue all along. Says the Stipler, but if the original bilis can never show that it's yours all along, because the original bilis, when you have it, is meant to stop at birth, so it's not a bilis hamit mashechet. So it doesn't have the power of Marakama. Meaning it's not like you wanted to say that when I have it in utero, it's mine completely. And oh, lo and behold, something happened. There was not a baby gave birth. Not as a new question over here. No. That works in a regular case. Machlit Pala Bachamar. So when I have the baby, the embryo in utero, so it belongs to me forever. Not as a new question. We made a chalipin, and it was included, it was not included. It gave birth right at that time. So a new scenario came that questions the original bailus hamit mashechet. The bailus, the marakama, that was supposed to go on forever. That's a suffix. We go with the marakama. Mashenkin, by the Bukhar, the bailus is never a bailus hamit mashechet. From the fact that the Rashba says, Kedusha Abba Me'elel, that's what the Rashba says. It's Kedusha Abba Me'elel, which means that when you had ownership at Marakama of this Uber, but you knew it's Kedusha Abba Me'elel, it's going to stop your ownership. As soon as the animal is going to get born, that already shows that your ownership is only until birth, because Me'elel automatically becomes a Kaddish, or at least a Safek Kaddish. So your original Marakama is never a Bailus Hamit Mashechet, and hence, it's not going to prove anything, and therefore the Rambam says, in such a case, Tuk V'Kayin, it belongs to the Kohen. Mashenkin, a machlit pa b'chamar, even though I had bilis in utero, that bilis was a bilis hamit mashechet. Safik pidyon b'chamar, it was a bilis on the seh, mit mashechet, automatically, proves for later on. At the end, I decided to use it for safik pidyon b'chamar, so maybe it questions the original bilis, hence we have a chazaka that proves otherwise. That's what Rambam's saying. So beautiful the Svar in the Rambam, that the only time we say that Takukayin Eimati and Aisim Yadai is only if the ownership of the Chazaka doesn't prove anything from this point onwards. Then, or not, the Chazaka never was able to prove, it was a limited ownership, it was a limited Chazaka. Then we say Takukayin Eimati and Aisim Yadai, it belongs to the Kayin. What case is that? Bukhar, which limited. But that's it. Every other case, the muhzik, the marakama, was unlimited. Something happened and questioned who it belongs to. But the original bilis was an unlimited bilis, and hence that can prove that it's yours, and that's the svara of the Rambam. Is that a svara? Correct. It's a beautiful svara. Like, and somebody argues in it, says different shatim. I like this trap, there are like three different shatim in this Rambam. I like this, it makes the most sense to me, and therefore I want to share with everyone. Let's read over here. Vanira bezer. La'achar iyun heitev b'loshim shuvus erajbe zel zal the inyan cheskes merikame loyshayich ela b'shdavar shemikoydim lachein hayobaylim ayla olam. You are an owner forever. Va'achkach melad sofik im hoysaf ko al schus balusai. And then we say, oh, there's a sofik that maybe got rid of the original bilus. Let's say you buy something for 30 days. Let's say after you own something for 30 days. You have ownership for 30 days. And after 30 days, there's a suffix. Who does it belong to? So you're going to say, wait a second, but this guy had it first. So what? That doesn't prove anything. The fact that he had it last week doesn't mean anything. He was only supposed to have it for 30 days. Let's say somebody had something for 30 days. And after 30 days, there's a question on who it belongs to. So you say, well, the other guy's a Marakama? Says the disciple, clearly not. Because the Marakama only worked for 30 days. Past 30 days, it was never meant to be. It doesn't prove ownership for future. So too with the Ubar in the Bechor. Even though it belongs to the original person, even the Bechor may elav kodesh. That was just he didn't say it much better because he explained the whole concept of Marakama. And by the way, that's he proved in the words of the Ravid. If you look, the words of the Ravid says the same thing. The Ravid in the word says that Kaddish may allow, and therefore it's considered not considered Marakama.
So in other words, does this give insight? So the Yerach would be an Emai, and then you come out of Suffolk with a non-Bechar situation.
Yeah, that's the case of Machli Par Bechamar. That's Marakama.
So that would be there's a distinction between if it's a Bechar or if it's a different.
100%.
So the Yerach will be Marakama.
100%. That's the Gemara. The Gemara, Machli Par Bechamar. So the Gemara says, bring it to the Marakama. Who is that? The one who owned the mother. What do you mean? He didn't own the child? Yeah, that's the Machli Marakama on that. And on that, in such a case, if a person, in the case of Machli Par Bechamar, if the person, the other person would grab it away from the first person, then the Rambam would agree. The only time Rambam says, Ein Matzinai Shem Yadai, is where there is no Marakama. That's the Yisayid in the Rambam. That's really, by the way, he says a little different from Naftali Trop in number 9a. Ubizeh b'zeh agranat, the din d'cheske merkama, chay shay rak, b'chi ha'gavne, shebaluse akademes, hisiba liyois bailim loilam. Right? When the original ownership means proof that he is owner forever. The b'zeh amrin, l'chol zman, lo yadine, shen shlam za bailis, m'chazkin la'mon, m'cheske merkama. Mashim, b'sof, b'choy, in abalis, mikor, sib liyois bailim achaleido, v'sat shu b'chol, kol balis, yosol, zmanit, ashulad, etc. etc. Same idea, the same svara. So I think it's something important and fascinating, good to remember. So yeah, I was sitting next to in the wedding with a person who was in diamonds, a 26-year-old person, and I told him I'm doing takvah kohen. He said, "Oh, the Rambam." He said, "The Rambam, yeah." And then he throws out the Rashba. He knew already the Rashba also. The Rambam and the Rashba. I know, 27-year-old guy, doesn't learn nothing, just working, but he remembers it still from the yeshiva. Brilliant mind. Very sure. The Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam Paskin stuck with Kayin. Ain't my sin as Miyadoi. Against the Gemara. Against the Gemara that says, Sveik is the Chnosin Ladir, has ownership. So if he has ownership, Ain't my sin as Miyadoi, how can you use it for yourself? The Rashba's answer, yeah. The Rambam, the Tfisa helps. Right? Tuck for Kayin, Ain't my sin as Miyadoi means if he grabs it, we don't take it away from him, it belongs to him. That's only by a Muchzik, not by a Marakama. Not by Marakama, why not? He's a Marakama on the original Bailam as well. The answer is, because Marakama only helps if it's mit mashech. If it's Bailas that shows for later on. Then the Rambam says, tak v'koin, moitzim. If it doesn't help for later on, which is by Bechar, by definition, it doesn't help for later on. Even the Rambam would agree that such a tvisa is not going to be able to take away. And such a case, tak v'koin, moitzim miyadai. That's, in a nutshell, the famous Rambam.